Your job as the CEO is to cast the vision for the company, the brand, cast a vision for them. You're going to do great on your own. You're an amazing photographer, amazing assistant, whatever. Cast the vision for them. You can go and do that on your own. Here's how it's going to benefit you doing it with me. So what's the win-win for them? Why do they want to be a part of it? Well, they're going to be mentored by one of the top photographers in the world. So we're adding that in, right? And then what else? Like so much experience. Wow. So really vision cast for the company, for them. Find out if it's going to be a win-win. If it's not, always ask for referrals. If this isn't a match for you, who do you know that it would be a match for? Hello and welcome to the Mommy Millionaire Show. This is your host, Kayla Kraft. I am a mom of three, multimillionaire, master life coach, and money mindset queen. I am so happy and thankful that you're here. I am actually on a mission to help 1 million women make $1 million or more a year. That could be you. Every week, I'm bringing you inspiring stories to help you feel empowered, to broaden your horizons, to gain clarity and strategy on living your best life. Over at Mommy Millionaire, we pursue our lives with purpose and love, and the riches always follow. So stay tuned because I'm bringing you episodes twice a week. I believe you are your biggest asset. So let's build you up today. Let's get into it. Hello, my beautiful souls. I am so excited that you're here because today is another episode focused on one of our amazing listeners, somebody in your community that is ready to grow. We're going to coach her forward towards her dreams. Today, we have Monica Linda. She is the founder of Girl Squad, and she actually is an accidental entrepreneur. In 5 short years, she went from making $17 an hour to over 6 figures a year. Her life as a branding photographer is magical. Her love of photography borders on obsession. You'll never see this down-home Texas girl shy away from a challenge. Her drive and determination to make her clients happy and capture their joy isn't a cliche, it's genuine. Girl Squad is more than a passion. It's her destiny and she embraces it. So I am so pumped because I actually got to work with Girl Squad for one of my last, actually it was the last photo shoot that I've done for our TLC Academy with Dr. Jen Chrisman. And I had just the most incredible experience. She was so down to earth, so fun to be around. It was the most fun photo shoot I've ever done. I felt so comfortable in my own skin. And yeah, I'm excited for the world to know more about you, Monica. But I know you're here to get some growth, right? So what brought you to this coaching session today?
Well, thank you for having me. I am beyond excited. And I'm also ready to like get down and dirty in a good way. What brought me is that we are at a place where it's time to scale. Like I had my project manager do an analysis. Like, I feel like I've been really busy, but how busy have I been? In the last 60 days, we did 50 photo shoots.
Oh, wow.
Amazing. I'm so grateful. Like I used to dream of moments like this. At the same time, I'm like, oh my God, how do I keep going? Because I need to build a team. I know I need to bring other photographers on, but I'm also feeling paralyzed by the growth and how to move at the same time.
Okay. Awesome. So who is paralyzed? Is it Monica, the one that used to make $17 an hour, Monica? Or is it CEO Monica that's paralyzed? Like, who is it really that's paralyzed?
Oh, I think it's a $17 one. Yeah. Right. I thought of it like that. Yeah.
Okay. So this is like an important moment, right? Because with every new level that we get to go to, sometimes we're invited to either grow into a new role to who we really truly are meant to be, or we start to go back into our old patterns of what's familiar, right? So $17 an hour, like you're an employee working for somebody else, having somebody tell you what to do all the time. Mm-hmm. Here, nobody's going to tell you what to do. You get to make your way. You get to create your own path. So let's just act as CEO Monica would act. So let's act like it is 10 years down the road and I'm coming to you I'm a little newbie photographer. I've had a business, you know, I'm making six figures. I'm all hot and everything. And I'm like, Monica, oh my gosh, you've built this multi-million dollar photography brand. And I just want to know, how in the heck did you scale your team? Can you tell me how you did it? What would you say?
One, I would probably say that there is a limiting belief for me that there aren't enough photographers who would want to do this. So you have to get over that. Like, there are a lot of photographers who would love to work for us. And I have to believe that they do exist, because there is like some resistance towards them doing it.
So CEO Monica has resistance towards it, or CEO Monica's like, okay, remember, you're giving advice to me, the newbie.
Yeah. You have to get over the limited belief that there aren't enough people who can support you, because that's not true. And that your current team that you currently have is going to need to help you build it. That's what I would say. The current team I have needs to help me build it.
Ooh, okay. Oh my gosh. Thank you so much, Monica. Oh my gosh. I'm going to go do it. Okay. So let's talk to the version that you are right now, because who you are right now doesn't really have this limiting belief that people don't support me. At your truest form, you don't hold that. It's what you've done is put on protective layers over yourself to keep you from being rejected, to protect yourself. You're not even giving them the opportunity to reject you. You're just like, protection, here it is. That comes from social conditioning, from our past, from our childhood. Would you agree?
Yeah, I agree.
So what if we could take that all off? Okay. Take that all off. It's in the past. And know that CEO Monica believes that people support her, right? So we know that. The quickest way to create change in our life is to figure out who we really want to be. And in that, what beliefs does that person hold? What environment does she surround herself in? And what are her behaviors? So what beliefs does CEO Monica have?
That I do have all the answers in front of me. I do believe that. I really do. I do believe that they are there. I need to like look at them differently.
You and need to, or you get to?
I get to look at them differently. I also believe that I do have enough money to scale. The CEO knows that I don't need a penny more in order to do this. And I know that I can do it with what I currently have, the resources and the current money that I have. I know that I'm able to do it. Also, CEO Monica knows that I love taking photos. I do. I also know that there are a million talented people out there too, who would love to work with our brand because of what we do and the experiences we offer. So allowing other women to shine, right? Allowing them to like work for us and with us to create these magical shoots is also, CEO Monica knows that. Like, they want to work with us just for that. And that it's okay for me to like be extra and maybe extra bossy. That's okay for me to do that.
Ooh. Okay. So I will challenge that, because I don't think CEO Monica judges herself and even says those types of things about herself.
Yeah. Okay?
Because you've probably been told your whole life that you're extra, you're a lot.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So people that can't handle a lot are not our people.
Right.
At all. But also, I think there's a negative connotation with that, because it was always a bad thing.
Yeah.
So let's use some more empowering language to describe us and to describe our beliefs. When you say extra, what does that mean? Like, what is so extra about you? Because to me, I look at you and I'm like, you're so friendly. You're so giving and loving. Your energy is contagious in the best way. You know what I'm saying? So let's like, that is you. Okay, let's own that. And let's believe that we have that.
I feel like what it could possibly take for, you know, CEO to do this is there's just some focus and some distractions that I'm going to have to eliminate.
What are those?
I feel like some of them are maybe some like social engagements. I'm going to have to say no more to the things that I need. And I feel like I really need to focus on my well-being, my mindset, who am I spending my time with? I feel like that, like it's time to go that far, and not everyone's going to understand that. And I feel like it is extra. And literally, I feel like people sometimes already say like, you're all over the place. You work all the time. And I'm like, well, one, I love it. And two, it's my business. So I want to work it.
So it sounds like to me, what you also need to put in place is some boundaries.
Yeah.
People. So that goes back to that environment, right? What does Monica's environment look like as a CEO of a multi-million dollar business?
My environment as in my home?
No, like that? So when we talk about environment, yes, your home, but also who are you surrounding yourself with?
Yeah.
What are you listening to? What masterminds are you going to? You know what I mean? Like that kind of stuff.
Yeah. So one, I would want to get like a business coach. Absolutely.
Hi, top of the I'm list. Here.
So that is something I would need because I didn't even realize that I was like telling myself such like limiting things until you're asking me these questions, which is super interesting. So I would need to do that. And I also need to surround myself with more women that are doing more than I'm
you
doing.
You get to.
Mm-hmm. I get to hang around more women mm-hmm. who are doing other things, who are really like pushing the limits.
Well, it's just like that saying that people that are doing more than you will never talk down to you. They will never be like, oh, you're all over the place. You're always working. It's only people that are doing less than you. Right. People that are doing more than you are like, go get it, girl.
Yeah. So in regards to environment, those are the things that the CEO would have. Like I already have some of these women, which is interesting in my life. Some of them are clients, but also what I tend to do is I don't want to like ask too much, which is like a little bit of the extra, right? I don't want to like ask to like go to lunch because maybe they're busy. Do you see what I'm talking about?
Well, let's dig into this because I don't think it's that. I think it's you are, and just tell me if this resonates. Is there a part of you that is putting people that are really successful, maybe on a little bit of a pedestal to where it's like, oh, you know what? I'm not at their level yet. So I don't deserve their time.
I do say that. Yeah. Mm,
okay.
I do say that.
Again, that's not CEO Monica that says that.
No, it's not.
Who is that version of you that thinks that she is less than other people?
It feels really young. Like it feels like junior high. You know, like mm-hmm. in junior high when you're like super insecure and you're not sure if the girls like you or if they don't. And like, do you have the right jeans on? You know, all those things. I think that's what it feels like. It feels really like immature and young.
Mm-hmm. So would you say like 12-year-old Monica?
Yeah. Yeah. She was a mess.
Well, what was going on?
What was going on 12-year-old Monica?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, so much was happening in my life. My brother was getting married and we like shared our room for our entire life. So that was happening. My sister was graduating from high school. I didn't know what I wanted to do. I was so confused. My mother had to have major surgery. And so I was the only one that's like in the middle where I was young enough to like miss school because my dad had to work. So I had to take care of my mom. Mm. So I felt like all of this like responsibility of making sure everyone's okay.
Mm-hmm. So you learned right then and there, and you probably learned before this to put other people always ahead of yourself. Sacrifice, be a martyr, right? Like sacrifice yourself, your well-being for other people.
Right.
And absolutely. That's how you get love.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So what I would love for you to do is maybe have a new relationship with 12-year-old Monica, because she's still so alive and well in you. And we talk about this thing about passengers on the bus. Have you heard of this? In my podcast?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, right? So we have different versions of ourselves, but they're all passengers on our bus. And 12-year-old Monica, she thinks she can drive this bus sometimes. And we love her. And she's so cute and she's so amazing. And sometimes we have fun with her, but she doesn't really know how to get this girl squad business to $1 million business because she's 12, right? Mm-hmm. We love her and she brings so much value to us, but like she's not the one that's going to be driving us to this destination. So we want to explain to her that it's safe what you're doing, right? It's safe for CEO Monica to be in charge and to guide you. She gets to come with you for the ride, but she gets to just be a kid. Like, what did you wish you were doing at 12 years old?
Going to the mall with my friends or going to a movie, something like that.
Yeah. So you're going to give her permission to do that. Like, go see a movie, go and have fun and like actually go and do that with her. And what I mean by that is like, go see what movies are out this week. Go and shop at the mall with your friends, but be 12-year-old Monica. Like 12-year-old Monica can be totally like embodied at the mall and like laughing and chewing her bubble gum and like window shopping, you know, being extra at the mall. Like she gets to go and still have that time. And she just needs to know she's not the one that's going to be making the business decisions, having the friendship conversations, setting the boundaries. Let's take a quick break from this episode to bring you my newest partnership with Soak. Soak frequencies provide a 20-minute oasis to help you quiet your mind and recenter by providing a mindful intention of the day so that you are in control of how your day goes. These few minutes of calm can settle your central nervous system. They help people address stressors such as anxiety, stress, loneliness, insomnia, focus, spirituality, and more. Soaking each day can lower your stress levels while improving your health and overall happiness. Soak helps break down your own personal barriers and limiting beliefs. I am absolutely obsessed with Soak. I use it to go to sleep at night. I use it when I wake up in the morning. And one of the things I love about Soak is that I'm a busy mom. And so before I found Soak, I was trying to meditate, and I still do meditate, okay? But I was trying to meditate and like need, you know, Zen and all the quiet around me. And it was really hard with all the kids running around. And I love the fact that I can put on a Soak with the kids. It's helping increase their vibrations. It's increasing their frequency. And it's all around like helping everybody. So when we're in the car, I just have Soak on playing in the background while I'm having conversations with my kids. And I feel like it's working. It's working. So I want to share with you guys one of my favorite ones, which is called Wealth and Prosperity. And I want you to listen in. I like the music version. It sounds like this. Imagine just journaling and listening to this in the background. And then here's the nature. So this helps align you with your highest and most abundant self. It helps the law of attraction. It helps attract prosperity and increase your wealth and abundance. So right now, for the amazing Mommy Millionaire audience, you can get a Soak premium membership for 70% off using the code MOMMY. So you go to soaak.com, sign up for a premium membership, put in code MOMMY, and you'll get 70% off your first month. What's really cool about this is I recorded something special for all of you. It's a 21-day mindful intention program called Rise Up Queen. So for 21 days, you'll get a free audio sent directly to your phone. And we also have a higher self visualization that's available to you. And it's only available inside of this premium membership. You can't find it anywhere else included with Soak. So I'm super excited about this partnership. I want you guys to head over there right now. Let's get back into the episode. So I see a chair right behind you.
Yeah.
I want you to pull it up and I want you to put it right next to you.
Okay.
The background of your office is so pretty. You guys should see it. If you're listening into the podcast, you have got to follow her online because all of her stuff is adorable.
Thank you. Okay.
So you're sitting in the chair and right now you're CEO Monica in this chair you're in right now. So I'm going to have you close your eyes. Really embody what it feels like in every cell of your body to know that you are running a multi-million dollar brand called Girl Squad. You're helping women all over the world be seen and known and help so many people with their own brands. And in that, you have created financial freedom for your family because of this. You know you have all of the answers within you. You know that you are a trusted resource and guide in the industry. You deserve to sit at every table. You don't even have to ask for an invitation anymore. You just automatically get one. That's how wanted you are. You have a team that fully supports you, is completely bought into the Girl Squad mission. You feel so calm, energized, loved, and powerful. This is your truest form. I just want you to take a breath to a count of eight. Hold. Anchoring in this feeling. Exhale slowly to the count of eight. And when you feel truly her, I want you to say out loud three times, I am powerful. I am known. I am worthy.
I am powerful. I am known. I am worthy. I'm powerful. I'm known. I'm worthy. I'm powerful. I'm known. I'm worthy.
Yes, you are. You are powerful. You are known. You are worthy. And in this feeling, I want you to turn to 12-year-old Monica, who's sitting next to you in that chair. And you can open your eyes and see her there. And really move your body if you need to look at her like you would a 12-year-old sweet Monica that's really just confused, you know? She's got a lot going on. She's taking care of everybody else around her. She's not a kid anymore. She hasn't been able to be a kid. And she gets to see who she becomes. Tell her it's safe to be a kid. She doesn't have to worry anymore.
Hey, it's safe to be a kid.
How do you think 12-year-old Monica's going to respond? Is she going to laugh at you?
No, she's going to be really quiet probably.
Ask her what she wants to say. What's going on?
What do you want to say? She doesn't want to do this by herself. And she really just wants to have a good time. She doesn't want to feel like she can't do it. And then it doesn't have to be hard. It's been so hard for her.
You can give her a hug or just tell her you love her. Tell her what happens. Say it gets easy.
You know what happens? You actually don't stop playing. It's actually going to be a lot more fun than you think. And there's going to be people that are going to come into your life that are just going to blow your mind. And you're going to feel more like yourself. You will, I promise. You'll feel more like yourself. And you won't have to hide anymore. You can come out of the closet. It's a lot more fun than you think. That's what I would tell her.
And how does she respond?
I think she's just like taking it all in. I think she's just going to... She definitely believes me. She believes me.
You want to give her a hug?
Yeah.
You can give yourself a hug, like just
cute.
Yeah. Just tell her you're going to come back and see her tomorrow.
I'll come back. I'll see you tomorrow.
So, how do you feel right now?
I feel like a little floaty.
Yep.
Like, I don't know, like my conscious. Maybe I was conscious.
Well, yeah, you're dealing with different realities here. Your subconscious mind doesn't know the difference between a truth or a lie. So you just gave it a new truth. That was so true. So I want you to keep your eyes closed and see Monica having fun. See a little 12-year-old Monica at the mall, shopping, going to the movies, hanging out, being a kid. See her laughing, enjoying life because of what you just shared with her. She walks around in that confidence like, oh my gosh. One day I own a multi-million dollar brand and I got a hot wife. I got all of it. I'm happy. See her just embodying who she really is. Okay. And you can almost act like you're walking into the movie theater with her. And up on the movie screen, you see your life play out all the way up into this moment right now on this coaching session with me. And you're going to look at it through this lens, CEO Monica. When you see that screen and you see all these scenes, like, wow, you're just looking at it with so much gratitude. Wow. Every failure I've had is the backbone of my success today. I'm so thankful I experienced that. Wow. I love myself so much. I'm so strong. And you're going to see that movie is going to keep playing past this moment in time. It's going to take you to 6 months past today. Okay. You've got a team in place, photographers that love to be a part of your brand, fully supported, working less, but making more money than you ever made, serving more people than you've ever served. Now, what you see on the screen right now, tell me three things that stand out to you that are going to happen in the next 6 months in order for this to really be a physical reality for you. And keep your eyes closed.
I feel like I'm going to feel lighter. I feel like I'm going to feel like just more encouraged and excited. Yeah, I definitely feel like I'm going to be lighter. I feel expansive and I feel like I'm able to receive all the love and encouragement that it's going to take. And I also felt really proud of myself.
Yes, you should be. You know, go up to the movie screen and almost like tap it. Like there's an answer there. You can ask anything to it and just be like, hey, take me to the scene of the time of how I found the right photographers for my team. And let me know what you see.
I see the people who I'm currently surrounded by. I feel like I'm already connected. I just need to ask.
Ooh, okay. Powerful. It gives me chills. So you see the movie screen, the red curtains just cover the movie screen. And I want you to start wiggling your fingers, wiggling your toes, still feeling light and peaceful in your body, but you're just coming back to this present moment with me in this coaching session. Just open your eyes when you're ready. So what is so amazing about this, and everybody listening in right now, you could see this in just a few moments, her energy has completely changed from one of stress and worry to one of trust and surrender. And nothing I said, it was all within you. You tapped into your power and your truth. Do you realize that?
I didn't, but I realize it now. Yeah.
So I'm going to kind of reiterate what I saw and what I heard from you. Number one, you get to have some special time with 12-year-old Monica because you're in this state of frenzy. You're working a lot right now. And so, of course, she's going to come up because that's what was happening with her at 12, right? She was working a lot. So you get to spend time with her, help her feel safe, nurture her, and love her every single day. And that just what we did right now, that's how you do it. That's how you nurture her and love her, okay? If we do not nurture the inner child, she becomes a frightened, scared child. What do frightened, scared children do?
They shut down.
Okay. Exactly what you told me in the beginning. I feel paralyzed. So we're going to nurture her every day. And it's not going to be like this for life because she's going to feel loved and seen and she's going to go take a seat on the bus and be along for the ride. But right now, the next 30 days, I want you to spend time with her every day.
Good.
Second thing I want you to do is you said something interesting, right? You're like, I already know the people that are going to come on board to help me. So we're going to have those conversations in the next 7 days of what it looks like to be a part of Girl Squad. So your job as the CEO is to cast the vision for the company, the brand, cast a vision for them. You're going to do great on your own. You're an amazing photographer, amazing assistant, whatever. Cast the vision for them. You can go and do that on your own. Here's how it's going to benefit you doing it with me. So what's the win-win for them? Why do they want to be a part of it? Well, they're going to be mentored by one of the top photographers in the world. So we're adding that in, right? And then what else? Like so much experience. Wow. So really vision cast for the company, for them. Find out if it's going to be a win-win. If it's not, always ask for referrals. If this isn't a match for you, who do you know that it would be a match for? Okay. Third thing is when it comes to you being this CEO, you've got to really go into embodiment of her. Okay. And as a CEO, we get to be several different types of people all in one. This is really important for everybody listening in right now, because as you bring on people you already know, it's not your job to be their friend as a CEO. What it is your job to be is to actually coach them up. So that's the nurturer in Monica that's going to come out. Okay. You're going to be a nurturer. That's like the mama bear in you. And you get to be that as a CEO. Okay. There's a time and place to be mama bear, protect. But then there's also the huntress part of Monica that is going to do anything to protect her company and her brand. So you're going to make sure that all legal things are in place to protect your name and your brand before you bring on anybody else. Okay. And also the huntress is going to say, okay, now that I mean, 50 photo shoots in 60 days, you got to raise your prices.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So that's that huntress in you. Like, okay, I've made my name now. Now people got to pay top dollar to work with me. They can pay less to work with the rest of the team, but like to work specifically with me, like top dollar. Okay.
Good.
And then the last thing I want you to think about is like the lover piece of you. There needs to be, okay. And this is where I will say need. There needs to be a turnoff. Okay. So CEO mode, you have to know how to say, okay, I don't care if it's 9 o'clock at night, but you have to have a turnoff mode for CEO. So that way you can go into lover mode. And it's not just lover mode for your spouse, but like lover mode for life. Okay. You get to enjoy life while you're building this huge brand. You don't have to wait. We're not going to have that. When this happens, then I'm going to have time to enjoy. No, I'm going to make sure I put the joy moments in now, because that's what will fuel you to continue to up level and up level and up level. Okay. So you've got a lot of amazing things to work on. The biggest piece is going to be that embodiment of the CEO and all of those parts of you, because we want it to start to feel normal, right? Like, oh yeah, this is me. This is me. Yes, this feels very true for me. So tell me, what are three things you're going to leave this coaching session and do?
One, I'm going to work on the CEO in me, like embodying her. I also want to nurture the 12-year-old inside. And I want to like work on those categories, the coach up, the huntress, raising my prices, the lover, like enjoying life. I enjoy taking my pictures, but there isn't much else that I can say that I'm really enjoying right now.
Yeah. So then you get to go into curiosity mode, right? And be like, yeah, what else do I like that I'm not going to have to ever get paid to do? Like, it just gets to be fun.
Yeah. Thank you. That's really, wow, so good.
Okay. Well, Monica, I know people are going to be like, oh my gosh, she's this amazing photographer. I need to follow her. So where can everybody find you?
I'm on Instagram and it's Girl Squad Inc. as an INC. And that's part of the legal things that I had to switch over. So my Instagram's got to change too. But yeah, you can find my Instagram. On my Instagram, it leads you to my website where you can like send me an email.
Yay. Okay. Yeah. And we'll make sure to link up her Instagram in the show notes as well. Monica, so proud of you for coming on and just like doing all that on video, on podcast, where hundreds of thousands of people are going to listen into this episode. So, so proud of you for just going out there. I think that this episode alone will probably help you scale and build your business. So I'm really excited for what's to come. Again, you guys, I've had my own experience with her and it was incredible. You guys can go to tlclifeacademy.com and you guys can check out all the photos that she's done of me in that hot pink blazer I was wearing. It's so cute. So anyways, Monica, I honor you. I see you. I'm excited to, you know, just like continue to watch you shine and help so many people around the world. So thanks for coming on the podcast today.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for tuning in and listening all the way through on the Mommy Millionaire Show. Make sure to subscribe anywhere that you're listening to podcasts at. And if you happen to have iTunes, would you do me a favor and leave a review of the show? And of course, make it honest. I know you're going to give me a 5-star, right? That's the way that we get this message out to more and more people around the world. Remember, as you do that, whatever you wish to receive, you have to give it first. And so giving a review, you know, something good is going to come your way today. Take the time and do that. Plus, I know you're the type of person who wants to really help people live their best life as well. So you could copy this link, share it out there with your friends, share it on social media. Remember, people need to be inspired more than ever right now. And I know you can help me on this mission. Thank you so much for being a part of the Mommy Millionaire podcast. Until next time, make sure to go after your dreams by being the person you were truly meant to be. Wealthy, happy, peaceful, and full of life. Love you.